Mike, just for some clarity on Josh, as far as him being available Thursday at the earliest, was that because...
No, Friday at the earliest.
I'm sorry. Is that because of the NFL protocol?
Yes.
Or because he was symptomatic?
No, that's the quickest you could go through it. Yes. Yeah. So he will. It's really the same as yesterday, from a practice standpoint.
When you said that Friday is the earliest he could play, that was not anything your doctors had told you.
No, that's just a product of the league protocol. Yeah, I have not gotten with Joe Sheehan yet. I'll get my update when I go on the field. So I do not have that information.
And if he practices tomorrow, are you comfortable starting him Sunday?
We've discussed it. And to me, I think it still will be our decision based on how practice goes. But I don't see an issue if he's cleared and practices fully tomorrow. I don't see it. I don't see, barring anything unforeseen, a reason why we wouldn't play him.
What do you want to see from Isaiah Crowell this week?
Take a step for us. I mean, I think he he'll admit it. He missed some runs on Sunday. Some of it was tough sledding. The one thing I've been just kind of going back and forth with Crow about, good naturedly, is I want to see him break tackles. I want to see him make a guy miss or run through a tackle, be that back that the guys don't want to tackle. And that's our challenge to him. But, we're confident because he's preparing so well that he'll show up and be the back that we want him to be.
Is that the guy that you first got burst on early last season? Wasn't that the kind of back that you wanted to see from him? He was like running over people and wasn't.
Yeah, I don't think he's changed. I mean, part of it is we need to block better in front of him. But I don't think his style of running has changed. Running backs are a lot of times their statistics are going to depend on the scheme and how well plays are being blocked. So we need to get, just like all of our backs, but we need to get. Crow's had some big runs when he's gotten into the secondary. But that's the job up front to make that happen.
I'm sorry, I apologize if this was asked on Monday, but have you guys, I didn't necessarily notice so many of the wide zone blocks the other day. Did you actually do that, or not as much as we saw last year?
Yeah, I mean, the run game has its subtle tweaks, but it's Monday was the time to ask that question, not not Thursday.
Mike, how would you describe the mood of the defense?
Yeah, overall, I think they're ready to bounce back. I don't want to, speak for them. I'm sure you can ask them all individually, but there were some good performances in there. But I think overall, as a unit, that they didn't play up to not just the standards as that we set for them as coaches, but the very similar standards that they set for themselves as players. To me, when you lose, you should be upset, and that's to me is an indication that it's important to you. You're passionate about it. Something you put a lot of time in, and came up short. You get guys that are motivated by what winning brings to you, and the feeling that you get when you win. Your guys are also motivated by the fear of losing, and it's a coaching cliche. But when you lose. You want guys to remember. You remember the feeling. And to me, if losing doesn't bother guys, then they have the wrong makeup to be in your locker room.
Where he was last year. Mm-hmm. Can you elaborate on that? What you've seen from him? Obviously, just the opener, but what
have you seen? Yeah, and some of the work that he's done before that. No, No, he was impressive. I think he runs low. He's gaining positive yardage. They used him as a receiver, as a kick returner. But it's clear that he's elevated his game from his rookie year.
Training camp, how big this is for him?
Yeah, we're all looking forward to Nate getting out there. This is a big opportunity for him. That he didn't put up big numbers, but he got a lot of pluses on the ground. I mean, he did his job, and very, very much looking forward to having him get out there. And you know, it's his first NFL game. I think we're all curious to see how he'll respond. But if it's how he's practiced, how he's prepared himself, then I think it'll be a positive result. Yeah, Dwayne seems to have progressed from the hamstring. He put in a good day yesterday. So we'll see how the rest of the week plays out.
When you say you kind of indicated McCown practices, barring any setback, you feel comfortable about playing.
Mm-hmm.
How important is it missing the Wednesday and Thursday of a game plan?
Well, I think normally that potentially could be the case, but when you over-install for the opener, and you're playing similar defensive styles week one to week two, and there were a lot of plays that are up for this plan that has already gotten multiple reps on, whether it was last week or even towards the end of training camp. When we game planned for the first quarter of the season and started to work some of that stuff late in training camp, it carries over. So if this was a completely different plan, and it wasn't this close to coming out of training camp, I think that the situation would be different. But he's gotten quality reps on a lot of the elements of the plan that we have up.
Final play, Josh was in, didn't go the way he was going to, or you guys were going to, but other than that ending, I mean, does that drive the length of it and just the way everything worked? Does that give you some confidence in him and what you guys are looking for from him?
Yeah, I mean, you look at it, it's one of the reasons you like to defer. You put your D out there first. I think it's difficult for the offenses to come right out and piece together an opening drive. That's why you see so many teams deferring. And to go out there and, what was it, 18 or 19 plays and to convert the third downs the way we did, I mean, it was encouraging, but it's not how you start, it's how you finish.
After McCown practices tomorrow, if he does, then who looks at him and in what perspective in terms of, yeah, it looks okay to play now, he's cleared?
No, he has to be cleared to practice. So he would already be cleared.
Yeah, but I understand.
There is nobody that would evaluate him after practice Friday. No, there's no practice once and then go back again. It would be the final step of the protocol would potentially be tomorrow morning. Yeah, there's no PhD after my name, so I do not know. We're hopeful. It's to me that's these situations is just that you learn over time. They're just impossible to predict. It's a product of his competitiveness, his pride, how important it is to him, and for it not to go the way that we wanted it to go, it was disappointing. And he knows how, being from here, he knows what it means to our fan base. I just think it's a product of all those things. No, and I think that would be very difficult for him to try to get caught up in that. I mean, when he's in the meeting, I mean, those guys are, you know, outside of the breaks. I mean, they're all business. I mean, you got a limited amount of time to get a lot of stuff in, and I don't see it. He doesn't strike me as the type of guy that would read it and let it affect him one way or the other.
What did you think of obviously you weren't happy with the penalties that produced it, but to see Coons kick a 48-yard extra point is...
Has anybody looked that up? Is that a record? No, to me, I laughed about it then. I said he got three great reps. That, you know, we were worried about getting a kicker, getting live game experience. I mean, he got three reps at, you know, one at an extra point and two at field goals, and was 3 for 3. I mean, that was the positive to take from it.
In terms of the Jets getting a touchdown drive right after that, is that the sort of thing you focus on as a defensive coach? Maintaining the momentum of.
That's all we always talk about, whether it's sudden change after a turnover, whether it's you get momentum from a score. Those are all – I mean, it's always important to stop the opponent, but if you want to put it on added importance, those are times where you do want to step up, and that's where we have to be great, and unfortunately in the game we weren't able to do that. I don't know if I have an explanation for that. I mean, this is Thursday of Titans week. I'm not into looking back at 2014 statistics. Yeah, it's regrettable. I mean, I don't know how you want me to answer that question. I mean, that's something we talk about wanting to be good in crunch time. And that's we have to be. That's how you want to win. You win football games. You're good in the red zone. You're good on third down. You're good in 2 minutes. I don't know how much schematically we have to change. There were a few minor details in the game, but you look at each run and you figure out the why, where the minuses occurred, where they just made, you know, they were just out executed. They were better on a certain play. So we know it's something that. You know, teams are going to continue to run the ball until we show we can stop it. We know that.
How did Armonte come through that game? Obviously, you lose your one guy, Solomon. Two plays. How did he play? Because he was saying that it's a huge adjustment for him to have, you know, he used to have a gap just right in front of him. Now he's got a gap all the way to the sidelines. How did he do?
There was one play that he got hung on the block a little bit long, and the ball ended up bouncing outside. But outside of that, I thought he handled himself pretty well. That he played more than because of what you just said, because of Scott going out. He played more than what we expected him to play, and he stepped in. He knew what to do. It was good experience for him to get. But that with Orchard up now, that those reps will probably get spread a little bit more throughout the room. But he was solid.
How's that transition going for him?
I think it's pretty good. I mean, he's lost some weight. Last year we would have said he was better at rushing over guards, and we'll still do that some with him, but we'll be more inclined to keep him on the outside now.